Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a radioactive isotope used for cancer screenings could soon be produced in Janesville. We'll learn about the project that would be the only one of its kind in North America. First, Governor Walker says he wants to prop up the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, to bring down the cost of health insurance. It's a surprising move for Walker, who's long been a critic of the health care law. He'll ask for $200 million in state and federal money to stabilize Wisconsin's Affordable Care Act market. The governor said the move is necessary because Washington, quote, failed to act, end quote, on repealing and replacing the health care law. Phil Rocco is the co-author of a book on the healthcare debate. It's called Obamacare Wars, Federalism, State Politics, and the Affordable Care Act. He's also an assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Rob.
Before we get into the politics behind this, Phil, let's look at what the governor is getting on board with here. These are some ideas that I understand some Democratic state lawmakers had done. First of all, what do we mean by stepping in, using money to stabilize the healthcare marketplace?
Well, there are two big things we talk about when we think about stability. When we think about stability, we think about the things that make it enticing for insurers to stay in the state and offer coverage. And the other part of stability is thinking about how able are people to actually get coverage that takes care of their needs. And so what Walker is proposing on the one hand is to create a fund for reinsurance. And reinsurance is basically payments to insurers that help them make up part of the cost for covering people. And in other states like Minnesota, where these reinsurance programs have been implemented, there's been a huge drop in premiums. The other part of it is putting into law protections for people with pre-existing conditions, actually writing that into state law. And so that's where Walker is proposing calling on the Senate to take action on a bill that was brought up by a Democratic state representative named Daniel Reamer that prohibits lifetime and annual limits on health insurance plans.
And these are issues that had come up in the national debate over whether to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Are we now seeing a lot of states kind of taking their own measures, given that nothing happened at the federal level?
Well, if you think about it, the Affordable Care Act for years was for Republicans, politically toxic to support, right? It was a bill that was really associated with the Democratic Party. And so there was this great kind of outpouring of criticism and backlash. But as action has sort of taken place at the federal level, I think one thing Republicans have realized is that proposing to gut some of the protections that are really popular in this law is also kind of politically toxic. And I think one thing you're seeing at the state level is Republican governors like Walker trying to thread this needle where you're both maintaining this criticism of the ACA, but also saying, you know, what is the opportunity I have here to sort of step in and do something that's politically feasible. And so I think Walker is kind of one governor that's doing this, but there are other governors, I think, Matt Bevin in Kentucky, that are kind of packaging together, you know, some support for different parts of the ACA, but then advancing more conservative initiatives like putting a work requirement into Medicaid for people who are so-called able-bodied Medicaid. And so I think we'll see sort of attempts by governors to, you know, sort of maintain their conservative bona fides, but at the same time try to take advantage of an opportunity to do something politically popular.
It's an election year, but the governor is saying, hey, this is a bipartisan issue or a nonpartisan issue even. There's room for cooperation between Democrats and Republicans. Do you expect to see that kind of cooperation?
Well, I think it's one of these situations where the substance of the policy is really going to matter, right? And so, you know, while it's important for, you know, the state to take steps to make sure that insurers have some incentive to stay in the market, right? Something you might see Democrats say is, well, that's not necessarily, enough, right? What are the real details of the plan? To what extent is it actually going to make insurance more affordable for people who qualify for premium tax credits? What is the sort of content of the plan that Walker is looking for here? And you might see sort of new red lines start to emerge, right? Democrats might push for the governor's plan to include limits on substandard plans that were allowed by the Trump administration when it sort of passed and created a new executive order that allowed association health plans to be sold, and those plans have kind of weaker benefits than other ACA plans. So you might see Democrats kind of step in and kind of say, this is the kind of the price of our cooperation.
Talking to Phil Rocco, professor of assistant professor of political science at Marquette University, looking at what Governor Walker's been saying about the Affordable Care Act, efforts to prop it up a little bit here in Wisconsin. And Phil, when people think of the Affordable Care Act, I think they think of the marketplace. That's just part of the Affordable Care Act. But can you talk about what's been happening with marketplace premiums here in Wisconsin?
Right. So marketplace premiums in Wisconsin have increased, I think, pretty substantially in recent years, in part because there's been some lack of desire on the part of some insurers to participate in the marketplace. And another thing that can, you know, in some states add to the sort of premiums is that we, because we the state did not take the Medicaid expansion, we have a slightly sicker risk pool in the individual marketplace than we might otherwise have if people who would otherwise qualify for coverage under the Medicaid expansion would have taken that. And so, you know, there's been this overall trend towards increasing premiums across the country, and I think Wisconsin is you know, part of that story.
As you mentioned earlier, the other big thing the governor's talking about is protections for people with pre-existing conditions to make sure they don't lose health coverage. As I understand it, that's already part of the Affordable Care Act. Why make a separate state law?
Well, I think that you know, part of the sort of challenge that Republicans like Scott Walker face is sort of demonstrating their commitment to protecting people with pre-existing conditions, right? And they've sort of lost the opportunity to do that. Republicans have sort of lost the opportunity to do that at the federal level. Most of the bills that were coming out of Congress or that were proposed and were potentially going to pass really didn't include a lot of those protections, and I think we're seen as some sort of violation or attempted violation of something that people think of as being a popular sort of right that the ACA created. And so I think you might start to see things like this enshrined in state law, especially if states undertake waivers under the ACA Section 1332 provision that, and those waivers really allow states to exempt themselves from a variety of the ACA's kind of regulatory requirements. And so, especially if it seems as if there aren't going to be any guardrails for, you know, what states can sort of experiment with in that waiver program, you might see some desire, especially even on the part of Republican governors, to kind of say, we have guardrails in our state.
And I want to get into one more part of what the governor's talking about, continuing the state's drug discount program for people over 65 called Senior Care. Can you talk about that?
So Walker, in addition to putting these ACA provisions on the table, is sort of packaging them, packaging this together with another provision to sort of extend for a longer period of time this waiver program called Senior Care. And again, I think the rationale here is while these parts of stabilizing various parts of the ACA is politically popular, I think one thing that Walker is kind of hoping to do here is kind of sweeten the pot. And in part, that is the senior care plan is something that affects a different population than the ACA affects. And I think that that might be some pitch to, you know, demonstrating some commitment to lowering the cost of care for seniors. And this plan costs covers about $30 a year plus deductibles and copays and other expenses for about 92,000 seniors in Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there for now. Phil, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Phil Rocco, assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. He's co-author of Obamacare Wars, Federalism, State Politics, and the Affordable Care Act. He joined us to look at Governor Walker's plan to shore up the Affordable Care Act to stabilize the state's health insurance market, among other things.